Well, the Public Media Commons recently opened here in Grand Center. It's an outdoor 9,000 square foot space on Olive Street between St. Louis Public Radio and the Nine Network. If you haven't seen it, it's really amazing. There are video walls that are two stories high on two sides. There's a performance stage. And on Sunday evening, the 20-member chamber ensemble Alarm Will Sound takes that stage to premiere John Luther Adams' 10,000 Birds. The New York Times has called Alarm Will Sound the future of classical music. Alan Pearson is the group's artistic director and conductor. Alan, welcome to you.
Yeah, thank you for having us here.
Gavin Chuck is the managing director. Hi, Gavin.
Hi.
And I might want to say that, you know, Long Long, who we just talked to, is in town this weekend for a performance around the corner at Pell Hall. You guys should meet.
Yeah, totally.
There might be something in the future there. Who knows? And Michael Eastman is here, too. He's a St. Louis-based photographer whose work is going to be a part of this performance on Sunday. Hi, Michael. Good
Howdy.
To see you again.
Same here.
Alan and Gavin, Alarm Will Sound has performed here in St. Louis before, but for those maybe not familiar with the group, would you share a little about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, we are 16 players, and we're kind of, we think of ourselves as the orchestra of the 21st century. We have all of the kinds of instruments that you have in a symphony orchestra, but there's one of everything. And we play the music of our time. So we play all different kinds of music that tries to encompass the full range of what's happening now in the musical world.
I was earlier saying there were 20 of you. Does that vary?
No, there's 16 players, but, you know, it's also Gavin, who's our managing director, and we have a production manager.
We have a staging director as well, because a lot of the work that we do is multimedia and multi-arts. So we count among our members a staging director, and we also count, you know, myself and so on, because I think, as Alan was saying, as the orchestra of the 21st century, as an artist-centered organization, the artists and the musicians are involved not only in the musical decision-making, but we also all together run the organization. And so we're involved in everything from deciding strategy of how we're going to grow the organization, grow audiences, it's obviously the music that we play.
So 16 of you on stage.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll put it that way. And you talk about how you like to work with multimedia, and that's what brings Michael Eastman into the equation here. Mm.
Yeah.
And Michael, you've sort of worked with the group before, have you not?
Yeah, a year ago I heard him in St. Louis at the on Del Mar. And was so impressed with the music that, and they had an open invitation to, if you wanted to collaborate with them, that you're welcome to contact them. So I did, and that's how we began.
We're going to sample your music in just 1 second. But Michael, you said you were impressed by them.
Yeah.
Impressed you?
Well, it was classical. It was contemporary. It was such a mixture of the things that I like. It wasn't one or the other. It was really beautiful music, which I love.
We're going to play a piece, El Dude. Would you say something about that?
Yeah, sure. So this is from an album of ours called Canzonas Americanas. And the title of that comes from a piece by Derek Brummell. It's all music, Alarm Will Sound playing. Derek Brummell is the composer. And this is a piece that Derek wrote, which takes the listener on a journey through the history of American music. And Derek is a voracious listener and a really eclectic composer. And he has a tune at the beginning that starts in a kind of like old American folk style. And then that same tune you'll hear like morphs into all of these increasingly contemporary styles. And then the piece ends up in a place that is very much of the present. It's a great piece. Thank you.
Alarm Will Sound premieres John Luther Adams' 10,000 Birds Sunday, beginning at 6:30 in the Public Media Commons. Here in Grand Center, we're talking with Gavin Chuck and Alan Pearson from Alarm Will Sound and with photographer Michael Eastman, who has a video that's going to be part of this. Let's talk first about 10,000 Birds. What can you tell me about John Luther Adams? Not to be confused, there's another very successful, well-known composer, John Adams.
Yes.
We're
collecting the complete set. So after Sunday, we'll have played pieces written for us by both John Adams and John Luther Adams.
Well, tell me about this John Luther Adams and 10,000 Birds, and I know it's based on the sounds of indigenous birds here.
Right. So John is writing this piece for us and for the opening of the Public Media Commons, so it's being created really for this space. And it was John's idea. He knew we were doing this project in St. Louis and that we were focusing on St. Louis. And he suggested, John's always been obsessed with bird songs. One of his very early pieces is also based on bird songs. And this, for him, is a kind of homecoming to go back to this source of interest. And he suggested for this piece that he would create music based on the songs of birds that fly over this area in the center of the country.
And Michael, you're a very well-known photographer in St. Louis, but you've done a video for this, and this is something new for you.
Yeah, absolutely new. I've been working alone for 40-something years, and the idea of collaborating sort of led me into video. It was an opportunity to work with others.
Isn't that something you've been avoiding for 40 years?
Well, yeah, but you change.
What about it appealed? Well, you said you'd heard these guys before and really enjoyed them.
Well, specifically, this piece was interesting to me because I've been photographing the forest of this area for a while, Forest Park, the gardens, Shaw's Garden out west, photographing trees, and it just seemed like a fit to me that this was exactly what they were looking for.
Let's talk a little bit about the Public Media Commons. I'm guessing most people listening now haven't been there yet because it's been open a few weeks, really. So would you talk about how unique this performance space is and the elements that make it special, and have you seen anything quite like it?
I haven't seen anything like it. I mean, I know that they brought on board some of the, top designers and architects that have worked on projects like Millennium Park or Lincoln Center, but Millennium Park and Lincoln Center don't quite bring together all the elements that are here, namely the space itself, but there, as you mentioned at the top of there's these two-story-high videos on two sides, and we're going to really, with Michael's work, use those. In a sense, the video transforms the space. So the piece, 10,000 Birds, is very much about the environment. It's about the birds in the air around us. And, we actually won't be on the stage. We'll be spread out around the space. So in a sense, we're playing the space. The Public Media Commons becomes an instrument.
I read something that I think maybe one of you said about the 10,000 Birds, and see maybe if you can explain it. You say that time is not measured in this piece, that each page of the score can be performed for an indefinite duration and can be combined. So can you explain what that means?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very interesting experience getting ready for the show on Sunday. So what John handed us when he finished the piece was basically a pile of music, and all of which is based on bird songs. And some of them are solo pieces. Some of them are ensemble pieces. Basically, almost none of it is coordinated, meaning that even when they're ensemble pieces, the players are not necessarily playing together. And sometimes it's flexible how many players are in the ensemble. So what we've had to do is, take this music, take all of this material, and craft it into a piece, craft it into something that, begins at one time and goes, and ends an hour-ish later, and has the players moving around and doing various things, and takes the audience on this journey in the space through these bird songs.
And Michael, talk about the journey you take people on. And since video is new to you, can you just briefly sort of describe what you've done?
Well, basically, I've kept the things I do with a still camera. I've kept the frame still. I'm not zooming and I'm not panning. What I've tried to do is create the space that these birds would be in. I've created an environment.
So what people need to imagine is in this beautiful space between these two buildings, which is visually beautiful, Alarm Will Sound would be performing, and then Michael's work on these two enormous two-story screens that sort of just sort of pull you into it all.
Yeah, that's and what's right. made this, it's a, you know, we were wanting to collaborate with Michael for a while. This is a perfect opportunity for us to get that collaboration going because Michael's projections fulfill a real need of the piece, which is to transport the listener and create an experience for the listener.
Let's sample some more of your work. This is a movement, this is Alarm Will Sound, in a movement from Radio Rewrite. Alarm Will Sound premieres John Luther Adams' 10,000 Birds, along with the video work of Michael Eastman. That will be Sunday, beginning at 6:30 at the Public Media Commons on Olive here in Grand Center. If you'd like more information, go to STL Public Radio to the Cityscape site, and we'll have a link to all the information you need to know about that. Also, Alarm Will Sound will be performing tonight. You know, we talked to Peter Martin, I guess it was a week ago, about a special concert, STL 250, that they're having at the Sheldon, and you're going to be performing tonight.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, concert sort of barely describes what's happening tonight. It's a real extravaganza that involves the entire building. There'll be things happening for many hours all over the space and all sorts of different kinds of artists. We're really, you know, we're a piece of the action.
Yeah, and it's really wonderful. I mean, it's the vision of Gene Sinkfield, this particular concert. And it's to celebrate the 250th birthday of St. Louis through music. St. Louis is a music city.
Right. And Michael Eastman, the photographer, one final word from you about your work. How does it, this is new for you, the video aspect. How does it feel to see your work on such a large scale with a group like this?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. The music has pictures. I see things when I listen to that music. It's very visual music. So it's terrific, and I think it'll be beautiful.
And one final thing, gentlemen. Why, you know, Alarm Will Sound, you're not from St. Louis. You don't have any real connection, but I feel like you're making it your second home.
Yeah, that's exactly the strategy. I mean, I think that, again, the Sinkfield Charitable Foundation has a vision for Missouri to become a center for new music, and they sponsor a lot of what we do here and bring us here to do that.
That's Gavin Chuck. He's the managing director for Alarm Will Sound. The group's artistic director and conductor has also been here today, Alan Pearson. Thank both you gentlemen for being here.
Thank you.
Michael Eastman, it's always a pleasure to see you, and we look forward to, I do want to mention this is free and open to the public, the event Sunday evening at the Public Media Commons, so come on out. Thank you all, gentlemen, for being here.
Thank you.
Next week on Cityscape, we're going to take a look at an exhibition at the Philip Sline Gallery highlighting the influences of African-American tradition culled from various private collections in St. Louis. And then, join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll talk with the Constitution Party candidate for St. Louis County Executive, Joe Passanisi. He'll also take a look at a program in which inmates at the women's prison in Vandalia, Missouri, train service dogs. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Erica Smith, Aaron Dorr, and Emma Brown. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening. Join us next week.